You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Listening to Cross the Border. Again, I bid everyone welcome, especially those that are seated in heavenly places in our Messiah. We're continuing our study here in the book of Job. Job chapter 9 and verse 1. Let's pick back up there. I'm backing up a little bit from where I left off. Like to keep the continuity and the context of things. Then Job answered. Of course, he's answering Bildad the Shuhite. And he says, I know it is so of a truth, but how should a man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered, which removeth the mountains. And of course, now he's speaking about the Almighty. Hath prospered, which removeth the mountains, and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doeth things, great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him, and choose out my words to reason with him, whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. Very wise words. Who's going to argue with the Almighty? Rather make supplication. And what does it mean to supplicate? It means to reverently let your requests be made known, to pray, to ask for pity, to entreat mercy, to show favor, to supplicate, because the Almighty is in heaven above and we are in the earth beneath. Yes, he says, my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearken unto my voice. Yes, do you hear the voice of God? Yes. That's a question I've heard. Does God speak to you? And, you know, people wonder, do you hear an audible voice? Then they think you're crazy. Well, he speaks to me through his word. It's enough for me. His word is true. And he speaks to me in my spirit by his word, because I've read it and it's in me. His Holy Spirit draws his word out at the appropriate times in my life. So does he speak to me? Yes, he speaks to me. He absolutely speaks to me. Sometimes I get confirmation because it pleases the Almighty to work and speak through his people to each other. Does he speak? The creation speaks his word. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice. For he breaketh me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong. And if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? If I justify myself, my own words shall condemn me. If I say, I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Yeah. I'm doing a live broadcast on Wednesday, and I have callers call in. And, you know, I've suffered things, and I've questioned why. You know, like the Heavenly Father took my late wife, a good woman who feared God. She was far from perfection in any way, but the beauty, the perfection of her beauty was that she feared God, and she lived a lifestyle of repentance, if you can understand what that means. She was being perfected, and that is a beautiful thing to see. Why did he take her away from me? And people question that. They look at that, like someone questioned me on my last live broadcast on Wednesday, and they seemed to be questioning it, but they tempered their words. The man tempered his words and didn't come out with an accusation or anyway. But you see there how we all have a tendency to ask those questions. Why? Certainly there's a reason for it. But I believe we find the answers here. Though I were perfect, Job says, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. This is one thing. Therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. It is so true. You know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. You know, why did the Almighty take my wife, my late wife? Well, I understand. It was because of sin. Not necessarily hers, not necessarily mine. Because sin and corruption has entered into the creation. And the righteous and the wicked succumb to those things that take both of them at different times. Some earlier, some later. But I know, I have an assurance in his word that all things work together for my good because I do love him. And how do I know I love him? Because I seek with all my heart to live my life in a way that's pleasing to him. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So I do that. That's how I live my life. I am nothing but what you hear on the air. I am not something else. And one thing on the air and something else in my life. I am who I purport to be. And there are many witnesses to that. This is one thing, therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. Those that are being perfected. I'm in that class. You know, I'm not saying I'm reached some sinless state of perfection, but I am in the process of being perfected. And that's how I interpret that. He destroys those that are being perfected and the wicked, those who have no regard for the commandments of the Almighty. No regard, no desire to live a life that's pleasing to him. If the scourge slays suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself. I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor in vain. If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. That's what the world does. They come together. They join hand in hand. They think that if they stand together in their sin, that certainly they'll be excused. Though hand joined in hand, he is not a man, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Yes. He is the judge. There's no mediator that can stay the hand of the Almighty. Well, we know there is a mediator, but that's pretty much what Job is saying, is that there's no higher power that's going to judge between me and the Almighty. There's no one who's going to stay the hand of his hand. Now, we do have a mediator who took upon himself and shed his blood for us, and he lays his blood to our account. That is the only mediator between us and the Heavenly Father that excuses us from the punishment due upon us. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him. But it is not so with me. Job chapter 10. Job continues, my soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say unto God, do not condemn me. Show me wherefore thou contentest with me. Show me where I've erred. Let me repent. Job continues, is it good unto thee that thou shouldest oppress, that thou shouldest despise the work of thine hands, and shine upon the counsel of the wicked? Hast thou eyes of flesh, or seest thou as a man seeth? Are thy days as the days of a man, and thy years as man's days, that thou inquirest after mine iniquity, and searchest after my sin? Thou knowest that I am not wicked, and there is none that can deliver out of thine hand. Thine hands have made me and fashioned me together round about, yet thou dost destroy me. Remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, and wilt thou bring me unto dust again? Hast thou not poured me out as milk, and curdled me like cheese? Thou hast clothed me with skin and flesh. Thou hast fenced me with bones and sinews. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation has preserved my spirit. And these things thou hast hid in thine heart. I know that this is with thee. If I sin, then thou markest me, and thou wilt not acquit me from mine iniquity. If I be wicked, woe unto me, and if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion, therefore see thou my affliction, for it increaseth. Thou huntest me as a fierce lion, and again thou showest thyself marvelous upon me. Thou renewest thy witness against me, and increasest thine indignation upon me. Changes and war are against me. Wherefore, then, hast thou brought me out of the womb? Oh, that I had been given up the ghost, and had no eye, and no eye had seen me. Of course, he's saying here, in the anxiety, those things that he's feeling at that time, he's saying, I wish I had not been born. It would have been better if this is my end. I should have been as though I had not been. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take comfort a little. Before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness. Job, being near death, desires it. Job chapter 11 and verse 1. Then answered Zophar, the Naamathite, and said, should not the multitude of words be answered? And should a man full of talk be justified? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? Ooh, Zophar, how could you say that to your friend Job? Should thy lies make men hold their peace? And when thou mockest, shall no man make thee ashamed? For thou hast said, my doctrine is pure, and I am clean in thine eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Is it as high as heaven? What canst thou do deeper than hell? What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. If he cut off, and shut up, or gather together, then who can hinder him? For he knoweth vain men, and seeth wickedness also. Will he not then consider it? For vain men would be wise, though man be born like a wild ass's colt. If thou prepare thine heart, and stretch out thine hand toward him, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear, because thou shalt forget thy misery, and remember it as waters that are passed away. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. Thou shalt shine forth, thou shalt be as the morning. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee, but the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, they shall not escape. And that's Zophar the Naamathite, chapter 12, in verse 1. And Job answered and said, no doubt, but you are the people, and wisdom shall die with you. I think he's being a little facetious here. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? I am as one mocked by of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just, upright man is laughed to scorn. He that is ready to slip with his feet is as a lamp despised in the thought of him that is at ease. The tabernacles of robbers prosper, and they that provoke God are secure, into whose hand God bringeth abundantly. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach thee, and the fishes of the sea shall declare unto thee. Who knoweth not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? Doth not the ear try words, and the mouth taste his meat? With the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of days understanding. With him is wisdom and strength. He hath counsel of understanding. Behold, he breaketh down, and it cannot be built again. He shutteth up a man, and there can be no opening. Behold, he withholdeth the waters, and they dry up. He also sendeth them out, and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoiled, and maketh judges fools. He looseth the bonds of kings, and girdeth their loins with a girdle. He leadeth princes away spoiled, and overthroweth the mighty. He removeth away the speech of the trusty, and taketh away the understanding of the aged. He poureth contempt upon princes, and weakeneth the strength of the mighty. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to light the shadow of death. He increaseth the nations, and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations, and straineth them again. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth, and causeth them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Lo, mine eye hath seen all this, mine ear hath heard and understood it. Job chapter 13, verse 1, Job continues. If you've lived any time, you've seen many of these things, just as Job has. All about you, the heavens and the earth and all of creation declare the glory of the Almighty. We'll continue this when we get back from the break. You're listening to Cross the Border.
Victory, he won in days of old. years ahead of the dominant media. FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.
What year is it? The year of the Lord God, the Pope? 2012, according to the Vatican's Gregorian calendar? Or 5940, since creation, according to the Bible? Did you know that the Creator put a clear chronology from the creation in His Word? It is widely accepted that the millennial reign of Christ will be the Sabbath or seventh millennium from the creation. If this thesis holds true, then this clear chronology becomes very important. Is the seventh millennium imminent? Will there be a rapturous date? Or is it about 60 years off? See the clear evidence for yourself in the booklet, What Year Is It? We will send you the Greatest Prophecy DVD, the booklet, What Year Is It?, and a copy of Richard Bennett's groundbreaking work, The Inquisition, for a mere $5 shipping and handling cost. Any donation above that amount is appreciated. Send your $5 cash to First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, T-U-L-A-R-E, Tulare Avenue, in Tulare, California, 93274. Again, send your cash support donation to First Amendment Radio, 139 East Tulare Avenue, Tulare, T-U-L-A-R-E, California, 93274. Or see the shopping page at FirstAmendmentRadio.com to send a check or money order. We are grateful to the Almighty for your support. The Greatest Prophecy DVD.
Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773, or order on the web at firstamendmentradio.com. Travel Berkey not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. I'd like you to go there and enjoy, take advantage of the resources there. Read my latest article, the Global Great Depression. Many resources there, many things to spur you into studying, opening up the Word of God to see if those things are true. Try to exclude the things I'm saying by the Word of God. Please, that's my desire for everyone that goes there. Search out those things. See if you can exclude them. If you can, then I can learn from you. If you can't, perhaps you'll learn something from me. You know, let us, you know, truly love one another. And that's what love requires, that we nurture and admonish each other in the things of the Almighty, and especially His Word, that we get it into our minds and our hearts. We have His law written upon our minds and our hearts so that He can be, truly be our God, and we can be His people. That's what it means to walk in His kingdom. That's what repentance means. the renewing of our mind, because the word from the Greek there, meta neo, of course, meta is change, and of the neo part refers to your mind, to change your mind. How do you change your mind? You come into agreement with the Almighty that His law and His word are perfect and good and just and reasonable, that you come into an agreement that the things that He says you shouldn't do, you shouldn't do, that we need to come into compliance. We need to live our life in a way that's pleasing to Him, and we find out what pleases Him by reading His word and understanding it and implementing that into our lives. So we walk in His kingdom and He becomes our King, and we endure in His kingdom to the end of our mortality, and then he who endures to the end shall be saved. So go to my website if you'd like to support this work, you know, prayerfully and cheerfully. You know, be obedient to the Almighty if He tells you to send a gift. Also send for the DVD, the Greatest Prophecy DVD. Just remastered it and updated it a little bit, made some changes to it and added more to it, so that you'll get a lot more. The Greatest Prophecy, with 7 chapters, is about 99 minutes long, almost 100 minutes long. And then there are many addendums to that, so that there's almost 5 hours of listening, because I've added audio to the end of that. Shows that I did with my good friend Tom Fress, where we discuss many of the things in the video in depth. Also, what year is it? There's a chapter in there, and what year is it? Also, the booklet in a slideshow form is in there, the What Year Is It booklet, so you can do that study. Also send the booklet form of that with every DVD. And we add to that a copy of Richard Bennett's documentary, The Inquisition, which he has offered us to freely give. So to give you a more historical background to uphold the view of who the true Antichrist is. So, and if you already have it, get the latest copy. Give your other one away. You know, if you already have a copy, get another one while you support us. We gladly send it out, because we know that if you have 2 copies, you're going to give one away to someone else you care about, someone else that you want to consider these things. So you can support us in that way. You can look for the way to support us on there on the website. In the right-hand column, you can click on the link there, and you can order the DVD, or you can just, if you don't put a note in, we'll accept your donation in that spirit. But if you say, send us the DVD, we'll send you another copy, or the latest copy, and you can give it away if you have another one. Don't be afraid. Don't feel like that we want you to take it and give it away, even if you already have it. So let us send you another copy. But we do need your support. These are trying times financially. So if the Heavenly Father is telling you to move your tithe, or move a little of your tithe over to Across the Border, First Amendment Radio Ministry, then do that in obedience to Him. If He's not telling you to do it, then keep your tithes right where they are. And we'll even send you the DVD free and the package for free. All you have to do is write us and ask for it. You can find the address on the website, or listen at the commercial breaks, and you can get that information there. Okay, we're going to continue here in Job. We got to chapter 13 and verse 1, and I'm just going to pick up there at the beginning. Lo, mine eye has seen all this. He's referring to the things that he said in the previous chapter. And anyone with their eyes open has seen all those things in their lives. So it seems to me that many people walk through their lives with their eyes closed. All they see is their appetite and what they're after, what the lusts of their flesh desire. So they walk through their life in a delusional state. But he says, lo, mine eyes have seen all this. So read that chapter 12 for yourself. Do I see these things? Are they evident to me? Then your eyes are open. If not, then you need to open your eyes. Prayerfully ask the Almighty to reveal those things to you. But that's going to require repentance. You got to take your eyes off of all those things that are not pleasing to Him. All of the things that you're after in the flesh, and put them down. That's the best thing for you, is to bring your life into compliance with His Word and His law. Live your life to please Him. Read His Word to find out exactly what it is to please Him. If you pray this prayer, "Oh, Heavenly Father, please teach me to obey You. Please help me to conform my life to the way that You want me to live, so that I only do the things that please You, so that I hate the things that You hate, and I love the things that You love." That's a prayer, I think, to Heavenly Father. If you pray that prayer, I don't think you could pray it if you didn't mean it. And He'll answer it. It'll be a difficult answer, but it'll come. I remember praying to teach me how to love You. I admitted one day, and you know, some 20 years ago, I said, "Heavenly Father," you know, 20 years into reading the Bible and searching it out, one day I had to admit that, you know, I said I loved God, but I searched my heart and I go, "Wow, I'm not sure I even know how to love God. How do I love God? How do you do that?" You know, that was my question some 20 years ago. How do I love God? How do I know that I love God? And so I prayed to Him and I said, "Teach me how to love You." And He started showing me His commandments, you know, the ones they taught me were nailed to the cross. He said, "This is what pleases Me. And if you love Me, you want to please Me." Wow, what a concept, huh? So now I've learned to love God. I've learned to obey Him. I've learned to love His commandments and His Word. So now I know that Romans 8:28? I think that's it. My brain is not functioning properly. I believe it's Romans 8:28. It says, "For we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those that are called according to His purpose." So now I know, because I know I love Him, because I asked Him to teach me how to love Him 20 years ago, and I've been learning that for 20 years now. Now I know that I love Him. Now I know that verse applies to me, that all things work together for my good because I love Him. How about that? "Lo, mine eyes have seen all of this. Mine ear hath heard and understood it. What ye know, the same do I know also." He's still answering his friend. Is this Bildad the Shuhite or Zophar? "What ye know, the same I do. The same do I know also. I am not inferior unto you. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you are forgers of lies. You are all physicians of no value. Oh, that you would altogether hold your peace, and it should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will you speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for Him? Will you accept His person? Will you contend for God? Is it good that He should search you out? Or as one man mocketh another, do you so mock Him? He will surely reprove you if you do secretly accept persons. Shall not His excellency make you afraid, and His dread fall upon you? Your remembrances are like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth? I put my life in mine hand. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. But I will maintain mine own ways before Him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not come before Him. Hear diligently my speech, and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that shall plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. I love those words. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I believe David wrote something similar to this in the Psalms. Perhaps he got it from Job. Those words come to remembrance. Continuing here, behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand far from me, and let not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou, and I will answer, or let me speak, and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me to know my transgressions and my sin. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and holdest me for thine enemy? Wilt thou break a leaf driven to and fro? Wilt thou pursue the dry stubble? For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stocks, and lookest narrowly unto all my paths. Thou settest a print upon the heels of my feet, and he, as a rotten thing, consumeth, as a garment that is moth-eaten. Trials and tribulations help us to see who we are. And those around us, if they have eyes to see, some will look on the circumstance and say, surely, as Job's friends are, surely he must be wicked. Certainly he has secret sins, or how could these things come upon him? But I know, going through my trials and tribulations that I've gone through in my life, that when I stand and I don't fall for the temptations, when I continue to be obedient to his commandments, it proves me. And like Job, I can say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And he says, but I will maintain my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite shall not come before him. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. There is a clarity that comes with trials and tribulations when we see that we remain obedient, when his word has worked in us its work of repentance, and we have been perfected through suffering. This is the clarity that Job has. I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. We see ourselves as he sees us. The wicked, they just bewail, they moan, they blame others, or they curse God and blame him. But the righteous are perfected. They are matured through suffering. We're in Job, chapter 14, verse 1. Man that is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeteth also as a shadow and continueth not. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me to judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee, thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as a hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth, and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down, and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until the wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have desire to work of thine hands. For now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up mine iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. Thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance and sendeth him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not. And they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn. The words, you know, the words of the Almighty. He said it to Adam, being expressed here by Job in many words. In the day you eat thereof, you shall surely die. The same death sentence that we are all born with. We shall surely die. And we work and we labor and we get things and we have children. And we leave it all behind. And we need to know this. We need to understand it. We need to grasp it fully. Lay down your delusions and face the end of all mortal things and all of the things that you have in this life. Job continues here in chapter 15. No, Job is done. Then answered Eliphaz the Temanite and said, should a wise man utter vain knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk or with speeches wherewith he can do no good? You know, here Eliphaz and all of these guys that are with Job, they're doing the same thing. What good are their words? So they answer Job. He asked them to go away, leave me alone. Yet they persist. They're going to reprove him. They're going to teach him, show him his sin. Should reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches herewith he can do no good. Yea, thou castest off fear and restraineth prayer before God. Yeah, he said, I stand. I know that I am justified. Job received that kind of clarity through his suffering. How many wicked men would be able to receive that kind of clarity through suffering? I've never seen a one receive that kind of clarity through suffering. I've seen them in terror. I've heard stories of horror. I've seen them blame God and curse God or blame others. But never do they receive that kind of clarity unless they are in Messiah, unless they have that assurance of hope that they are justified. Of course, Job, a man, a righteous man, looking forward to the promises of the Almighty, the resurrection of the dead, as all of those righteous did, from Adam to Messiah, and all of those righteous since then. look forward to that redemption by the blood of the Messiah. Eliphaz continues, "For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I, yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Art thou the first man that was born?" Wow, stay away from me. No wonder Job is telling these guys, go away and leave me alone. That's Job's plea to Eliphaz the Temanite and his fellows there. We've run out of time. We'll pick up here in chapter 15 next time on Cross the Border. Do visit my website, crosstheborder.org. There's a contact page there. I would like to hear from you.
Make a bandage. Get the oil. Pour some water. And bring a clean rag. But the brother is lying here with a broken back. And the bones are showing through. But all you know to do is dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious, as though it were not serious. You dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious, as though it were not. From the lack of food, all you want to hear right now is a song to change your mood. And you dress the wound of my people as though it were not serious, as though